everyone. Welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where you get Broadway tips, tricks, advice, and sometimes we like to gossip. My name is Skylar.
I'm Michelle. We gossiping today.
I'm so excited to gossip. You don't know how excited, but we're gonna do our huge, the hyperfixations, Broadway news. But there's a lot of drama going on in the Broadway fandom community.
Oh, it's bad, and the tea is piping, so we must discuss.
Yeah, very hot. Hot.
Piping, piping.
But I also thought we should discuss some crazy theater etiquette situations that have been going on within the theater, which I still can't believe we're talking about because I feel like every week there's a new story.
Literally, and I feel like we're always telling stories on here about the things we've witnessed, but it's just like never ending. Like, we talk about theater etiquette quite a lot, but people don't listen, so we're doing it again. And y'all better listen this time because y'all got some problems.
Yeah, major. I don't understand like how it got this bad, I guess.
No, I don't know what changed. I don't know if it's because of COVID, which I think we discussed before, like my theory that maybe it was. But like, I definitely think things have changed since COVID, but we'll get into it later.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to start with your hyperfixations for this week?
Sure. So, my hyperfixations, I do have some music this week, which, as y'all know, I haven't really had a lot of music recently.
That's exciting.
In third place is actually an entire cast album, which is actually the Wicked movie cast album. I've gotten very into it again. I recently went on a trip, and on the plane, I watched Wicked. They
How
had
dare
it.
you?
What?
Did you watch the bonus scenes?
No. You know I'm waiting for you. I would never do that to you.
Okay, good.
Actually, you know what I did? I ended up
Not that, how dare you?
so quick too. No, you know what I did? I actually like didn't really watch a lot of the movie. I only fast-forwarded and only watched the musical number.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I was like, because I already had finished a movie. I was like, I don't have time for the entire thing, but I do have time for some good jams. So I'm gonna do the entirety of the Wicked movie cast album in my number three spot this week.
It's so good.
It's so good. Oh, and I'm supposed to have that get together shortly with that group of friends that I told you hate Wicked. Remember I
Yeah, I
mentioned it
don't
on
get
here? I never will get it, but I will let you know how that goes on next week's podcast because I think there's something wrong, but I'm curious to
that.
see what they say. They better change their minds.
But they probably won't because that's what people do. They might love it deep down, but they're so headstrong, they're not going to admit it to
That's true. The pride's gonna get above them.
you.
So that's in my number three spot. In my number two spot this week is once again Where I Want to Be from Boop. I can't stop listening to it.
They need to release more songs.
I hope they do soon. Like, I really hope they don't wait. It is so good. Like, I really want to go see it again.
I know, but there's so many other shows and that's an issue. But I would love to do a two show Saturday and like see that and maybe a new show.
Yeah, me too. I would like to do that in a new one. And there's a lot of new that's opening. Like, they're all open now. So
We gotta get going.
that'll be a good two show day. Or Gatsby. I know we've been wanting to go back to that.
Yeah, but my man's is gone.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
He's playing a concert.
When?
April 20th, I believe.
Ooh. Skylar's man's. That's Easter. He's doing it on Easter?
Oh, so maybe not, because who would do it on Easter? I'd have to look that up. Maybe I read it wrong. Well, keep going while I research.
And then in my number one spot, let's see. My number one spot's a little tricky because I feel like I don't have like a top music this week. I think in my number one spot, what I'm gonna say is on TikTok, Skylar and I this week posted our go-to cast albums. So I'm gonna say that entire post is my number one hyperfixation of the week because it got me really excited about all those albums again. And it made me like go back and listen a little bit. So anything on that list is gonna be in my number one spot for music. And y'all should really go listen to what we did because we listed good stuff.
Yeah, a lot of like throwbacks.
A lot of throwbacks. It was very good. So
It
those are
is
my
April 20th, sorry. The concert
April
is April
20th.
20th.
Wow, he's doing it on Easter.
It's not till April.
Oh, so maybe that's why. So yeah, so that those are my hyperposition songs of the week. In terms of like other things, as you guys know, I'm still on the hunt for my work in.
Dang.
I don't know what to do, Skylar.
Might be, might have to order one.
I don't want to. You know I want the hunt.
I know.
But I don't know if I could wait much longer because like I want to be walking around with my work in the spring. Like,
I know.
I
It's a problem.
it's really a problem. So that's definitely still a hyperfixation. I've been searching up and down all the way around for it and I can't find it. My other hyperfixation still is Toontown. My princess, she's now level 80. I'm working
Oh my
hard
God.
there. Yeah, I've
How
been
many levels
working
are
hard.
there?
I think there's like up to like 130 or something
Oh,
or
okay.
more. Yeah, it's like technically you're like your laugh points, like your life. But yeah, she's advancing. She's advancing. I've been getting a lot of work done in the game. So I guess that's really like my hyper fixations this week. I don't know if I have really anything else. I'm trying to think. It's been kind of a bland week for me, so
Yeah.
I think that's
All
it.
right, that's a good week. All right, so I guess let's go into mine. Song wise, again, I guess the same thing. When we went back and did the like cast albums, I was like, dang, I'm obsessed again. But specifically with Heather's The West End version. So because my other man's Jamie Moscato, but Back at Three is meant to be yours. Just come on.
Did you
Like,
see
come
the clip
on.
I sent you the other day of it?
Yes, that's so funny. Because that's me. Like, just casually walking, and that's what I'm listening to. What if he comes?
As JD?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be amazing, but then wasn't he just announced to be Gatsby? Then he's not gonna
Well,
come.
yeah, he's Gatsby. Whatever, I want to go see him as Gatsby, though. So we're going to London. Thank you.
One day trip to London.
Thank you, Broadway, for sponsoring us.
Listen, West End, y'all want some representation? Reach out.
Yeah, like,
We'll
come on.
fly. We'll fly.
We'll see one show and leave. But also, I want to see Hadestown because that's my other obsession at number two. Okay. So when I'm having a sad day, I go back to Hadestown and I just go on TikTok and scroll through all the Orpheuses. But now I've been doing it with the West End ones. And Dylan Wood, he's the Orpheus right now and he's Scottish. Okay? So Scottish Orpheus.
I'm looking him up. Hold on.
Dylan Wood, his Wait For Me, I just replay that song. That one part, I'm coming away for me. Oh my God.
I'm surprised you haven't sent that to me yet. I need to hear it.
I haven't.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I
Wow, what
never
is
knew
wrong
you
with
have
me?
a Scottish obsession now.
Yes, because you know what? The depths of despair you hear in his voice is like incredible.
Ooh, Mr. Scottish is pretty good looking.
Right? Look at his hair.
Ooh, ooh.
10 out of 10. Dylan Wood. Dylan Wood. I will send you it right now because that's what I was listening to actually today. I don't know. I always go back to Hadestown. So that's my number two is that version of Wait For Me.
I feel like
I'm
Hadestown has become like really one of your favorite shows. You
it
talk about
really
it every single week.
because you know what? I sent it to you right now. It's like a comfort show, I think, at this point. Like, I don't know. I feel like it has every emotion of like heartbreak, love, longing, lost. I don't know. That's one of my like go-tos. So I was doing that today. I just scroll through. I just look Hadestown on TikTok and I just scroll through all the bootlegs.
You sound like me, but instead I'm looking up Josh Drobel and look at him and Dear Evan Hansen. Look at him in
Like literally.
Outsiders. That's what I've been doing. I guess that's the hyperfixation of just watching all of his old videos. I just want to see him as Pony Boy. That's
I
all I
know.
want.
And he was Pony Boy today at one. I was like, let's skip work. Like, we're ever gonna do that.
I
I
want that.
wish.
I wish. I want that for my birthday gift this year. I want to go on a Josh Strobel Pony Boy day. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
If we know about it.
That's what I want. Keep it in mind.
You know what? I'm having like deep, like, because my birthday is coming up in a month and I don't want it because of the age I'm turning. I don't know why. It's freaking me out.
The age you're turning is still less than the age I already am. Calm down.
I I'm having a drama moment.
Oh my
I'm
God.
very not excited for my birthday.
I'm sorry, but I ain't feeling sympathy for that. I am older than the age you are turning. I am
No,
turning more than that.
I don't know why. It's like I had the realization yesterday and I texted my friend who her birthday's before me. I was like, "How are you feeling? Because I'm feeling weird." And she's
Oh
like, "Yeah,
no.
I'm stressed." I was like, "Yeah, me too. It's weird."
You're
But back on
crazy.
hyperfixations. And then at number one, it's Boop. So where I want to be. It's literally Spotify has a playlist that's like on repeat. It's number one on there. It is so freaking good.
I think we have a Boop obsession.
I want all the songs.
I really do too.
Like really bad.
I wish we could do a three show day. Sunset Boulevard, Boop, and Outsiders.
Oh, you can only do three show days with like Oh Mary, right? Is
Yeah.
that how people do
Yeah.
it? We have to see that too. We got
I want to see
well.
it with Titus, and he's in
Me
it
too,
now, so.
so badly. So badly. Book wise, I finished Exquisite Ruin by Adrienne May. I gave it like a 3 out of 5. I was loving it at first. The twist was stupid. And right now I'm reading Intermezzo by Sally Rooney, which is an
Did you
Inezzo.
finish that horror book for your book club?
Yes, I loved it.
Really? Look at you.
Yeah. I have the next book, but I'm not gonna read it because it's not till the end of April. And I go through books like every 3 days. So I'm gonna wait till the end of April. On The Pale Horse is the next one.
I don't know how you read books so fast.
That's all I do. I don't watch TV. I don't know. I just play
Yeah.
music after work, get in my cozies, and just read. And I
If I
go to bed.
dedicated as much time to reading as I do to Toontown, I probably would do the same.
Yeah.
But I'm
And you
too
know what?
addicted.
It's a good escape. Like, and it's like you're using your brain. Because I've been really like limiting scroll time. I've been really trying to. And even like phone time. I'm like, I gotta like chill. Like, I don't need to constantly be doing something on my phone.
Very
So, like,
true.
I've been like using Do Not Disturb a lot. So, I'm
Like,
like,
you know what I've been thinking about? The 24 hours where we didn't have TikTok.
yeah, we were
Like,
so dramatic. Both of us
we were
freaking
so
out.
dramatic and stressed, but now looking back on it, it was a very calm 24 hours.
Literally, because that's the issue. Like, I will hyperfixate and scroll like the Hadestown, but I'm trying not to scroll the FYP a little bit because I feel like, because it's catering towards me and what I'm texting people about, I guess. And it's like depressing. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like all this, like, this happens for a reason, blah blah blah, relationship stuff, blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't need to be seeing this right now. I'm like, let
Well,
me read my book.
remember I said to you that I always can tell when you've been scrolling the FYP on our love letters account because all of a
Yeah.
sudden I see everything is like, this is what it means in life, and like
Yeah.
this like hippie poo, and I'm like, oh, Scott has been scrolling.
Yeah, and you know what? It was messing my head a little bit because I was like, I don't like, I know it's like good stuff, but like at the same time, like I gotta stop.
There's a lot of negative things on there too that are freaky. I get the same thing with my FYP. I'm like, I gotta stop scrolling through this. Like, I feel like I'm better not doing the FYP scroll and just scrolling through who I follow because I know I like the content.
Or even like if you're doing like a keyword and scrolling that.
Yeah.
Oh, another hyperfixation though is Jason's version of Hopeless War at the miscast. I
Yes.
am addicted. He was like born to sing that song.
He's incredible. That whole miscast. I mean, I'm happy we didn't pay for it because you saw the entire thing online for
They're
free. But
trying to get
like,
it off, apparently.
I know I heard about that, but it's too late. We saw it already.
Yeah.
But I mean, it seemed like it was phenomenal. It seemed like a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. They're doing it again, aren't they? Or are they just re you're just buying the live stream?
I think you can buy the live stream, but if that's the case, I may do it just to see what it was like in its like entirety and like the
Yeah.
order. I'd be curious. But matter how much it is.
I think it's like 30. I don't know. Something like
That's a
that.
lot for a live stream that's not live.
I'm curious now. I guess while you, I'll look it up while we, because that was my week. Very Hadestown obsessed and Jamie Moscato obsessed.
That's perfect. That sounds like a very Skylar week.
Yeah, of things that make me happy, and
And that's
it's Hadestown.
what's important.
I was like thinking about getting a tattoo, and I was like, I already have a rose tattoo. I was like, that's dramatic. I don't need a Hadestown tattoo. But
Well, you never changed that tattoo, the one on your ankle. Maybe make that Hadestown.
yeah, something where lame is. I gotta think about it.
Okay, I guess then jumping to Broadway news while you're looking up the prices. So the Sarah Snook-led solo adaptation of The Picture of Dorian Gray has extended its Broadway run. So it opened at the Music Box on March 27th, and it's now going to be running through June 29th, and previews began on March 10th. What do you think about the show extending?
I think it's interesting. I am curious to see how the show is with the one person playing all the parts. I'm just like very curious. I haven't like
You
a
want to see it
yeah.
now?
I'm not like running. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather see other
Yeah.
things. I would go if it's like a good price and to just like see it. 'Cause I can't imagine how it's staged. Like I can't, even looking at the pictures, I'm like, how the heck?
Yeah, like I'm curious to see like if it's one moment, how do they do costume changes and
Yeah, that's really, I guess,
like
all
dialogue.
creation.
I'm curious about it. If
Yeah.
anyone has seen it, please DM us and let us know what you thought.
Yeah, so it's a good idea because I'm curious, but like, I don't know.
Some other Broadway news. Tickets are now on sale for the Tony Awards. It is the 78th annual Tony Awards this year. And tickets, you are able to buy them. Like the public can buy tickets. But the cheapest seats available are at $595.
Isn't that sickening?
It's sickening, but at the same time, I'm like, it's the Tony Awards. It's like you're going to the Grammys or the Oscars.
But like they should, they don't need the money, right?
I mean, I think it goes, like, all the money goes towards like the American Theater Wing and the Broadway League. So, I mean, it goes to good purpose, but.
They could have done like $100 like lotteries or like what Hugh Jackman is doing.
I wish. I mean, like, part of me is like, I've always wanted to go to
No,
the
yeah,
Tonys.
definitely, but I'm not
So,
spending
what if we just made that our birthday gifts to ourselves? Let's go to the Tonys.
that.
Skylar, like, don't you want to go to
I do, but I wish I was rich, because if I was rich, I'd be like, yeah, let's buy tickets right now.
the Tonys? Right now, meanwhile, all the seats in the orchestra and mezzanine are taken. The
Yep.
cheapest seats available right now, as of today, I'm looking at the very last row in the theater, is $719.
Holy.
That's all that's left.
Is this the first time tickets are on sale?
I don't know. I didn't know that they were open to the public. I always thought it was a closed event.
That's what I thought. Can we go to the carpet and watch it?
That I don't know. We have to do some research. Because I don't even know if you are
I
able
would
to get
do.
near the street.
Well, because I was watching the Wicked premiere. That was all open to the public.
We gotta do some research, because that'd be cool.
I would love.
I wish we could go to the Tony Awards. That would be like a dream come true to
You
me.
would just be sobbing the whole time.
I mean, I would gladly pay $719 to sit in the last row of the theater. I'm sorry, I would.
Really?
Just to say I've been to the Tony Awards, it's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Maybe we save up one day and we go.
I mean, maybe we'll get invited to go, which would be cool.
Well, that would be
It'd be
amazing, but
great.
I don't know if we're at that level yet, but
I wish they would do like a giveaway of like free tickets. Like,
there
that's
you
the.
there usually are some contests. I've entered every year, but I've never won.
Oh, okay. So we have to do that. Definitely. Okay. So up next, we have Othello, which is the hype. The big hyped show, I guess, with ticket pricings and Jake Gyllenhaal, Denzel Washington. I thought this was interesting. The two main characters of Othello in Othello are gonna be having PTSD, two soldiers with PTSD. And I'm very curious to see how they intertwine this into the original story and how they modernize it and make those two big themes come together as one. And how they figured out why they were going to go this route.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It's like an interesting concept to move the time period of a Shakespearean piece. I mean, like, I know it's something that they do a lot now. Like, they made Romeo and Juliet more modern, you know, the most recent version. And like, they did that with like movies. Like, remember that movie? Oh my God, I forgot what it's called. She's the
What?
Man. With Amanda
Oh,
Bynes, that's
yeah.
supposed to be Twelfth Night modernized. So I know they do it, but I'm curious to see how they do it for Othello. It's just the only thing is, like you said, like the ticket prices are like crazy. So I'm currently on Ticketmaster, and just out of curiosity, I looked at what prices would be like if we were to go tomorrow night for orchestra seats, and it's only two seats left in the entire theater. It
Wow.
is $1,000 per seat.
Oh my goodness. And they do have a lottery. They do on telecharge, but we keep losing. I mean, we'll keep entering. We'll let you know if one day we strike gold. But yeah, we're not paying $1,000. That's crazy.
No, and it still does rub me a little bit the wrong way that they take your phones.
It is strange.
Like, I don't think it's a show where you would have to. I mean, but at the same time, as we're going to get into later, like, theater etiquette sucks now. So I
Yeah.
understand it at the same time.
And also, I think, and this is just my main thing, is when you're seeing like a Shakespearean show and they have the Shakespearean language, I have a hard time when they modernize it because I feel like when you're still talking in that Shakespearean language, I feel like even though you're wearing modernized clothes, the sets are all modern, I still have a hard time like putting myself in the place that you want me to be because we're talking like we did in Shakespeare's time.
Man, it takes longer to interpret it. Like, I remember
Yeah.
even when we saw Romeo and Juliet, like, obviously we know the whole story, but it was kind of hard to follow who was what character at certain points, especially
Yeah.
because they did a lot of double casting. And I know the two of us, we got lucky. We were sitting in an area where you were able to see the captions throughout the show. And I know both of us, like, were consistently watching that just to
Yeah.
try to understand.
And just like, because it said the characters' names too. Because I was getting co so confused when they would like switch quickly and like take off a robe and then talk. And I was like, ah, like what's happening?
Yeah. Like, I almost feel like if we go to Othello, I need to bring a copy of No Fear Shakespeare with me. Because that's how I got through school.
Really? I don't
Yeah.
think I read Othello in school.
I don't think I did Othello. I definitely did Romeo and Juliet. I
Yeah.
definitely did Twelfth Night, which I really liked.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I did Midsummer's Night Dream. I know we spoke about it, but I don't think we actually read it. I think we read Macbeth.
Macbeth, definitely. Yeah, I don't know.
Some more Broadway news. They released some footage and photos from rehearsals of Dead Outlaw on Broadway this week. So the off-Broadway premiere won the Drama Desk Award. It also won New York Drama Circle Critics Circle Awards for Best New Musical. And now, as you all know, it's going to be opening on Broadway. The previews look interesting. The photos look interesting. I don't know. Is it my top show I want to see? No, I don't know if it's necessarily going to be for me, but I do want to see it.
I definitely want to see it. I think it's gonna be. I'm a little butthurt though, not gonna lie. Did you see all the TikTokers getting invited to their cast recording party?
Yeah.
Little butthurt, not gonna lie, but whatever. I want to see it. I think it's an interesting concept. The music looks good, so that's like a plus. I'm just curious how they, because it's gonna, he dies and they drag his body right around.
Yeah. You know, I do wonder, like, how do those TikTokers get invited? Like, is there some sort of connection we're missing? Like,
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we're not at that point yet, which is fine. It takes time, but I don't know.
Yeah, I
It's
was just butthurt, not
interesting.
gonna lie. I saw it and I was like, oh, I wish I was there. Because
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to also be like introduced to a musical. Like I love that when we went to my gosh, BroadwayCon, when they had the panel of the new shows. Like it made me excited to see like Real Women Have Curves. Like I'm excited to see that because of their performance at BroadwayCon.
Yeah.
So yeah. Something which we both freaked out this week. This is like the best news I think of the month, I've decided. Hadestown has new casting. Michelle, who is our Orpheus gonna be?
Ollie Louise Borzi. Okay, as y'all know, I was obsessed with the revival of Tommy, and I loved him as Tommy, and I am so excited for him to be Orpheus. I literally, when I saw it, I started like shaking. I was like, this is the most perfect Orpheus casting I have ever seen.
Imagine his if it's true.
I was already thinking about it, and I'm like starting to hyperventilate.
Can we go opening night? I want to go opening night.
We have to look at tickets.
I
His
was
opening night is May 6th. I would gladly buy tickets to that in a heartbeat.
right. I feel like it's gonna be like a different level. I want to go. So I think that casting, when I saw it, I was like, finally. This is what we needed as Orpheus. I'm so stinking excited. Like when we saw, we both went text each other, and I was like, shut up, shut up. Oh my God.
I was actually stunned. I was like, there's no way.
I
So
can't.
wait, so his opening night is May 6th, which is a Tuesday, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm looking at tickets.
As you should. He's gonna be insane. The depth that he's going to bring for Orpheus. Oh, I can't. I can't.
Up close seats, like the ones we sat in when we saw Jordan, are currently 179.
Okay, maybe they'll go down.
Maybe. But further back in the orchestra is 99. I would gladly do it. They got
Yeah.
79 in last row of orchestra. Or we could do mezzanine. This second row on the mezzanine, $79. That's not horrible.
It's not bad. I just. Where we sat for Jordan, that was unreal.
Maybe we can at least go to his like opening week,
Yeah.
if anything.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so excited.
Those
Like that
seats
was.
we had for Jordan, how did we end up getting them so cheap?
They were 99 on SeatGeek. I just kept checking, remember? And I
Did the
texted him like, I'll
price
find them.
prices drop as we got closer? Was that what it was?
I think so. I think we bought it like 2 weeks before the show.
Okay, so we got to keep an eye out
Yeah.
because
I wonder if we
I.
go to the box office if it's cheaper, because they're partnered with SeatGeek, right?
Oh, it may be. It actually may be.
Maybe we do that if we have time one of those days. One of these
Yeah,
days.
because I really need to go.
Yeah, we're gonna be dead.
I'm gonna
See,
be
there's like.
so unwell.
I've been like wanting to go back to Hadestown. It's just No hate to the cast now, but it's hard going from Jordan and his Orpheus. It's very hard not
Yes,
to
but I do think Ollie could be really good too. I think
Oh,
he,
no, I think he's gonna be incredible.
I mean, his voice is gorgeous. I was so upset we never got a cast album for him as Tommy.
Yeah, I'm so excited. That's the best news ever.
Best news. So some other Broadway news. John Proctor is the villain, is hosting a student matinee on April 2nd. And that has started doing their Broadway previews. It looks really good. Like, audience members look like they're loving it so far, based on videos I've seen.
Did you see them all dancing the Hot to Go at the end?
I did. I did. It looks like so much fun. Like, I really want to go see it. And the stage looks so cool. Like, they actually built a school, like, on stage, like a classroom.
Yeah, it's definitely on our list. We gotta get going. We got
I
stuff
know.
to do.
We got a lot to see. I'm stressing.
Literally. I was excited about this. Especially because as I read audiobook, I listen to audiobooks, and it's hard to find like memoirs that have like good people talking that make it like exciting. But this is kind of cool. Jeffrey Sellers' memoir, Theater Kid. His audiobook is going to come out, and you have a bunch of Broadway stars reading in it. This is going to come
Ooh.
out May 6th. You have Lin-Manuel Miranda, Alex Newell, Christopher Seaver, Andrew Reynolds, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Darren Criss, Danny Burstein. Like, the list goes on and on of all these people.
Those are huge names.
I'm like so excited. And this book will go through before Sellers' career, where he struggled to come to terms with his adoption, his sexuality, and his dysfunctional household in a poor neighborhood just outside Detroit. So to me, it sounds very interesting as a big book person and always looking to find audiobooks that are actually not boring. So I'm excited
Is
about
it only
it.
available as an audiobook?
No, it's an actual book
Okay.
that you can get, but this is exciting because of all the people who are going to be talking in it.
Oh, so you only get the Broadway people involved if you listen to the audiobook version, correct?
Yeah, because if you're reading the book, you're not going to hear the voices.
I see. I see. I see.
So, yeah, that was exciting. I just got a notification, my $5 reward in today ticks. I hope it's not expiring soon because then we gotta use it.
No, we got to use it.
Yeah.
We cannot lose that. Another piece of Broadway news that I want to add, but it's not on our list, but something I want to just add in. I don't know if you saw, I sent you a post, but this week was CinemaCon, which is this big convention where they preview like all the new movies coming out in the next year, and they had a huge Wicked thing for Wicked for Good, and they actually showed the first trailer.
Oh, really?
And it was closed off to the public. Like, you had to have like membership or whatever it was to get to go into CinemaCon to see it, and you had to get a specific badge to go to the Wicked panel. But like, someone released online like the entire layout, like the entire outline of how the trailer went. Like, they said you saw Fiero as the Winky guard, and you saw him point the gun towards the wizard. You heard Glinda say the iconic line, "Well, I've had so many friends, but only one that really mattered." And they started showing a preview of her singing No Good Deed. They showed a preview of the singing of For Good. And people are saying like this trailer looked like phenomenal. Like, if we thought Wicked was good, they were like, "Wait till you see this." Like, they said even all the graphics look like they got elevated even more.
Oh my God. Wait, you didn't. There was no video?
They do. Well, the thing is, the video, they had video,
Oh, I
but
didn't see
people
that.
weren't allowed to record. So people instead just like posted the entire layout. I'm hunting for a leak. I'm hunting to see if I can find us something.
No, I'm
But I
so
sent you
sorry.
the whole layout.
Where?
I think I sent it on TikTok last night.
Oh. Well, speaking of movies, sorry. We forgot to talk about Merrily Roll Along is gonna be.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We skipped that. Whoops.
They filmed towards the end of its run in 2024 at the Hudson Theater.
You know, I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but I really don't like that every musical is now doing a pro shot. I think somehow it's taking away the speciality of going to see live theater.
I mean, I'm okay with this one because we can't see it. It's off Broadway. I'm okay with things like off Broadway that I wasn't able to see because I couldn't afford ticket prices because I was crazy. Hadestown, I'm a little like, I don't know. Like, I'm excited because I'm excited to see Reeve and Eva and like the original cast because we weren't able to see them. But it is strange to me that they did it.
Well, I'm just like, there's no way it doesn't hurt sales.
I don't know.
Like, I think all these shows think that they're gonna have the Hamilton effect. Like, they can make a pro shot and it won't hurt their sales, but these shows are not Hamilton.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
So
I feel a little iffy about it.
yeah, I guess that's it with our Broadway news for the week. What a great week of randomness, but excitingness.
Very random, but very exciting. A lot of good Broadway news, a lot of new shows opening. We have a lot to see. We got to get on it.
Yeah, we definitely do. I guess you want to gossip a bit?
Yes, I think we need a really true, good Broadway gossip, yap drama session.
And a little advice from your Broadway besties who've been in the biz for a little bit now.
Very true. Longer than y'all know.
Yeah.
But there has been a lot of drama this week, specifically with the Outsiders fandom. We're not gonna go into deep detail. Like, we're not gonna reveal names. If there are people who are linking names and this and that, we're not here to do that. But theoretically, what supposedly happened is this group of girls in the Outsiders fandom, a lot, mostly minors, were saying horrible things about the cast, including racial slurs. They were saying things like they hoped cast members would die. They were making fun of other people in the fandom, some who do have some disabilities as well. They were being pretty much bullies, like high school nasty girl bullies. But they were saying things directed towards the cast. They also were stalking the cast that came out. They would follow them home. They would track their trains. They took being a fan to a whole nother level, and it did get leaked online. All of their texts, all of their posts, everything got leaked. If you look it up, you can find links to everything on Reddit. We found links to a lot of it, but
If you look at the sweaty oracle on TikTok, he did a video on it, and you go through the comments. That's kind of where we first saw it and the how extreme it got. I will say I maybe were very removed. I didn't realize this was going on.
I didn't either, but at the same time, like, I mean, we're fans of Outsiders, but I don't know if I would consider us being people that are like really in the fandom. Like,
I don't think so.
we don't have Outsiders themed TikTok accounts or Instagram accounts. We're just people who like the show for the show.
Because it was like a lot of the on the Reddit page, there was like a Google Docs drive of screenshots, and it seems like they had group chats within them, and these people were saying very heinous, like hateful things. Like even
Dirty
like
things.
I was sitting there when you texted me in the morning, I was like, oh my God. And on my lunch break, I was sitting there, I was like, my jaw was dropped. I was like, I even at 14, 15, 16, I would never say that stuff. And that's what's scary to me.
I was that age when it was the Newsies fandom, and I was in the Newsies fandom. Like that, I would say I was a full-fledged involved fansy. We did not do things like that. Like, no one even thought of that. Like, it was actually like sick to read what these girls have been saying and doing. And they weren't even like keeping it to themselves. They were DMing things to the cast.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. But do you see people are equating the Outsiders fandom to the Newsies fandom? Do you think that's fair?
No, I think they were just, I think the reason why people are saying this is because, again, it's like a show where girls are hyping over men.
Okay.
But I don't think they're saying that it's the same in that sense. I think they, like, I saw some people saying it. I think the Sweaty Oracle said it himself too. Like, could you imagine if the Newsies was happening now and these girls were around in that fandom? I think that's what he was saying. It's just like, this was not how people were back in the day. But because of now, like, social media advancing and, you know, like, we didn't have Instagram then. We couldn't direct message the cast. I remember people would tweet them. Like, I
Yeah.
remember, like, tweeting them or something like, great job in the show, whatever. It was a different world.
It's like very strange to me that you're a fan of the Outsiders, but you hate certain people in it.
Yeah, like, I actually saw one of the things that they said is that Brody is a horrible pony boy. They said Brody deserves to die. And I was like, what? Like, what's wrong with you guys? Like, there's
Yeah,
something physically
maybe
not right
inside.
with wishing on that on someone. Like,
I don't understand that. It's like, why are you going to the show then? Why are you rushing every Saturday, every Sunday at the show? Why are you taking tickets? Oh, it's making me angry. Why are you taking tickets from people who want to see the show and who love whoever's on? Like, that's not
exactly.
fair. These people
No.
are getting in this rush line, letting people cut, and then saying hateful things about the cast members.
Horrible things. They said things about their race. They said things about their religion. They've wished them to die. Like, who physically does that? I've never seen anything like that
No, neither
before.
am I.
And it's like, also, like, you guys don't know the cast members. You guys are
Yeah.
not friends with them. Like, who are you to make any of these comments about them? And, like, they've also made up rumors that both KWP and Brody are like pedophiles. I saw that online too.
The problem is like this weird parasocial relationship they think that they have with the cast members. Like they think, oh, I see them at the stage door. We're best friends now. And even like, can I say something? Can we stop recording stage door interactions? Have the moment. Why are you recording it and posting it everywhere? Like, you're talking to a human being. Talk to them on a human level. Like, there's no reason to be recording your conversation with them.
No, I 100% agree with you. Like everything now, everyone does is for the TikTok.
Yeah.
They want the publicity. They want, like, obviously we film sometimes when we're at the stage door, but we never film our interaction. If you notice, we only ever film when people are like walking down the line,
Yeah.
because when they come up to us, we don't want to be rude. We want to be in the moment. We don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. The only time I think we've actually filmed someone at the stage door is when we filmed Jason and Trevor shouting out love letters to Broadway, but it was because we had a conversation with them about the TikTok page and the podcast, and they offered to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time. Like, we had permission to film. Like, I just think it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's crazy that these girls who think they're like, oh, so high and mighty in the Outsiders fandom, could say such negative things about people in the show and even about other fans. Like, they're bullying full-fledged adults, people who are twice their age. Like, they bullied one person in particular because she got a copy of the book at the end of the show, and they weren't happy about that. Like, what's honestly wrong with you guys?
It's like it's scary to me that this is like, and this is gonna make me sound old, but like that's the generation that's coming up.
It's
Like
scary.
that's really scary to me. And like that nobody is like parents aren't watching, parents aren't, I know they're 14 and 15, but like it's how you're raised too at some point.
It
Because
is.
we were 14 and 15 year olds and fandoms. I was in the Jonas Brothers fandom. But I never would send them dirty things. Like, I wouldn't tell them to do X, Y, and Z, or I would never tag them a million times or tell them that I want to, gross things that I won't say out loud, because
Yeah. No,
I don't get it.
but it's true, like, and I don't think people are talking about that enough, but at a certain point it does go back to how were you raised. Like, I saw on the Reddit page someone had said that they told one of the girls' moms what happened. The mom had no idea any of this was even going on. I don't understand how the parent was so uninvolved in the child's life that they missed all of this. Like, you and me have seen some of these girls at the show. They never have parents around. I know when I was 14, I wasn't allowed to go see a Broadway show by myself, go all the way into Manhattan. Like, my parents still don't like when I do it, and I'm in my 20s.
The first time I took the train alone, I think I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. Like, that's what I don't get. And they're like waiting and stalking them.
It's
Like,
strange.
and posting, like, what the deal, like, they're investigating.
But you're right though. It is a generational thing. Our generation, and that's again why I don't think you can compare the Outsiders fandom to the Newsies fandom. Because the Newsies fandom was really our generation. It was really mostly millennials and maybe, a little bit older Gen Z, like the borderline 1998, 1997 kind of age.
Yeah, like me.
And like 90, 96, 95 babies. Like, it was really like the borderline millennial Gen Z before screens were really as involved as they are now, before you had access really. Like, back then, people were not sending DMs to cast members. They were sending letters in the mail. Things were very different. Between 20, what was it, 2010, 2012? And we're now in 2025. There has been a big change. And that 13 years is what leads really to these girls who are now 14, 15-year-olds. They were raised in this generation after that was all a thing. Like, they were babies when Newsies was out.
Yeah, it's crazy to me because you're right. I guess I'm the cusp of, because technically I'm Gen Z,
Yeah.
which I don't think I act like one at all, because I just remember I had a flip phone. I had a phone that could only call two people, and you'd have to physically sit at the computer to type up an essay. Like, no laptops, there was nothing. And now
Yeah.
everything is right there on their phone. TikTok is so, they could, you say one wrong thing, they're recording it.
Canceled. They're recording it. You're canceled. Everything is just handed to them nowadays. But, like, you're right. Like, I had a flip phone. I had to text the old fashioned way. Like,
With the
things were,
ABC,
with the
like,
ABCs, things were
yeah.
very different back then. And, like, you wouldn't think it's been so many years, but, like, think about it. 2012 to now is 13, 14 years. What year did Newsies open on Broadway? I want to double check. Yeah, Newsies opened on Broadway in 2012. It opened at the Paper Mill Playhouse in 2011 and then went to Broadway in 2012 and closed in 2014. So yeah, it's been 13 plus years. That's a big difference.
That's
That's
crazy.
why I don't like that people are comparing it, because I don't think it's anything of the like.
Yeah. Why do you think they go to like the extremes of sexualizing, though, at 14 and 15? Because again, I wasn't like that.
Again, I feel like it has to do with today's day and age. Like, I think music is different. Music over the years has gotten dirtier and dirtier. Like, I'm just like obviously there were dirty music when we were like middle school, high schoolers, but like, it's dirty now. Like, we didn't have anything like the WAP then. You know what I mean? Like, I think kids are now exposed to stuff way younger, which is what puts them in that mindset. Like, I don't think we had things being exposed the same way. I mean, even if you look at the way like they dress compared to how we dressed, like when you and me go to the shows, we always notice like, wow, those girls are wearing tight crop shirts, trying to get the boobs out, trying to impress the boys. When we were their age, we did not dress like that. Like,
No.
no. It's
Yeah,
a whole different like generation.
it's a little scary to me, this like new way of the fandoms being, and like it makes me scared for the cast members a little bit, because if I were them, I wouldn't want a stage door because you're being recorded. And
No,
it's like
and
I saw,
followed.
and yeah, and I saw one of the screenshots, they wrote something like, I guess KWP didn't say good to see you again. He was just like, oh, thanks for coming. And they were like, not, they're like mad about it because he didn't say that remembered them or something in some way.
But also, why would he say it's good to see them when they are literally making very anti-Semitic comments about him online?
Yeah, I don't
Why
get
would
it.
he?
Yeah, and also, like, I think they just think they're friends with them. It's very strange to me.
Well, do
And
you? Oh, sorry, interrupt you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
no, you go.
No, I was gonna say, do you remember when we saw that show that one time and there was the girl outside who was like obsessing over Trevor being out and like saying like, oh, I went to this restaurant, but you know, I thought you were gonna be there. You weren't there. And like he was like, oh yeah. And she was like, I thought I saw you walk by. And like she was literally going to his spots
It's
where
weird.
he frequents to try to run into him.
Yeah. Like, that's weird to me. I would never, ever do that. Never. I
It's
wouldn't even
very
think.
strange. Well, Skylar actually saw right before we hopped on the call that Melody canceled this week, so Saturday, which I
Yeah.
think says a lot.
I think that's part of the problem. I think a lot of it is because if you look at the comments, it's like, it's gross in there. I honestly haven't watched in a long time. I'm not.
Yeah, I've gone on, but like I see comments and I'm just like, no, I can't deal with this.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
But like that's the problem. I think fans nowadays have too easily of access to the cast.
Yeah.
And I think the cast is also too nice to tell them to back off a little bit. Like you and me have seen it, like that young girl screaming, walking down the block, I love you, to Jason. Like
Yeah.
he was just like trying to politely be like, thanks. But like you could tell it like bothered him. She was like a young 13, 14-year-old girl with her parents.
It's strange to me the whole I love you thing because if I don't know, maybe I'm old fashioned. If I was a cast member, I wouldn't want to say like love you back because like you're sh trying to save that for like the person you genuinely, maybe that's me being a hopeless romantic, but I don't like just throwing that out. Like I would never say to one of them to their face, like, I love you. Like, that's strange to me.
It's like it's not even like they're family members or friends. Like this gentleman is a stranger. At the end of the day, he's a stranger to you.
Yeah, you have no idea.
What you see online has no has like is maybe what you think you know about them, but you really don't know much about them at
Yeah.
all. You don't know their inner thoughts. You don't know how they grew up. You don't know their friends, their family, who what makes them, you know, who what made them who they are as people. Like you are seeing a persona that they are allowing to be out there because at the end of the day, they are actors and they need to put on a front and put on a certain type of persona to make people want to book them and like them. You know,
Yeah.
you want to be a popular actor, so you keep getting rebooked. You need work.
Yeah, you're so right.
And these girls are falling for it.
And it's not like we're saying they're mean people, but like you don't know who they truly are deep down. Like, and you probably never will get to know them like that because you're not dating them. You're not
You're
friends
not
with
friends with them.
them. Like, we know each other because we're best friends. But you get this side of us. Not saying it's any different, but like
Yeah.
it's very strange to me, this whole like fandom, and it's a little scary. And I didn't think it would get this because in my head, I'm like, it's Broadway. And to me, Broadway is like a sophisticated kind of thing. To see fandoms acting like this, it's kind of jarring to me. Like, I never expected this.
It's taken away the sophistication. Like they're treating them like they are a boy band, like they are rock stars, and it is a very different ball game, musical theater and pop performers. Like this is not One Direction. We are talking about a small group of actors in a Broadway show. Like I don't know, it's very strange to me, the entire situation going on. But what's more baffling to me is that I don't know how anyone could have the nerve to say the things that they have said. Like, do you remember when last time we rushed? I don't think this is the same group of girls. I think this may be another group. I don't know how, I don't maybe they were involved with each other. I don't know. But do you remember there was that group of girls that was in front of us on the rush line? And they spent the entire time on the rush line trashing songs, talking about where to go to the bathroom, trashing the actors, saying, "Oh, I don't want to see this person. I don't like them. They're ugly. I hated that outfit on them." And I'm just like, the two of us were sitting there looking at each other like they're gonna get tickets to tonight's show, and we didn't get any, and we waited just as long as they did.
Honestly, it gets my blood boiling. Like, it makes me like. And this is me being maybe a little dramatic, but makes me want to cry sometimes because I'm like, that's not fair that like we can try to rush and we really want to see the show and we can't get tickets and these girls are coming hating people in the show but also letting people cut and then we don't get tickets. Like, that's ridiculous to me. Like, have some decency for the people around you. Like, be a human and be a good human. Like, I
Well,
don't get it.
that's the thing, though. That's why all of this drama is blowing up, is because at the end of the day, they're not being good humans. Like they don't see what's wrong with saying these things about the people in the cast. They don't see what's wrong with wishing someone to die. They don't see what's wrong with letting people cut. There is something that there's like a screw that is loose. They don't see the problems here. And that is why this has blown up as big as it has blown up, and why it has now escalated to this point. And it's just the whole situation is just very sad.
Didn't they get
And
banned from the theater?
I heard something about that. I don't know if it's real or not, but
Be so much for the rest of my life.
I think they may have been banned from the rush line. But
But
I don't
how are they
know.
monitoring that?
Well, I heard that apparently, like the last week or so, they did have security at the rush
Oh,
line.
wow. Okay, good.
Which is, well, something that you and me have said multiple times now is like, how
I
could you
missed
guys not
that.
have security there? Maybe they heard our podcast.
Yeah, right? That's crazy. And I hear it spilling into the theater. Like their behaviors are spilling into the theater.
How? What do you mean?
Like they're being loud and rambunctious. I can't say the word. Can you say it?
Rambunctious?
Yeah. Inside the theater. Like during the show.
Really?
And talking and making noises and just being like disruptive.
You know what I also don't understand? These girls somehow they're always like in like the front row. Like they always somehow manage with the pony boy seat and stuff like that. And then they get pissed when they don't get the book and they make noise like a commotion about that. How are they affording at that age to sit in the front row of a Broadway show? I didn't have that kind of money.
Well, is it rush tickets?
But well, it's rush on the left side, but center is not really rush. And like a lot of times I see pictures and they're in the center orchestra, like front row,
Oh, so they're
because they want a chance of the Pony Boy book.
it's probably just their parents.
But then the parents are claiming that they had no idea any of this was going on. So see, I think there is something that's not really being revealed. I personally think the parents may have had some sort of knowledge and they just obviously aren't going to admit that about their children.
Oh yeah. And when you're guilty, you just say, "Oh, I didn't realize." But also I saw one of the screenshots. They were like, "Oh, my mom said I should date Trevor."
Really?
Yeah.
He's an adult.
Yep.
Something's wrong about that. I think we're not getting the whole story.
Yes.
Talking about this all makes me so frustrated. Like, I really,
Rage.
like, so genuinely
Feminine
pissed.
rage.
Feminine rage at its finest. But, like, it just makes me so angry because we've tried so many times to rush and we haven't gotten tickets. And like these little girls are getting them. Like,
But like also, what time are they getting there?
I mean, I've seen them in the past. Like, I've seen online that they get there like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Like, that's why I also don't understand. How do your parents not know? I something just is not clicking for me.
It's the math is a math thing
It's not
at
mathing.
all.
But whatever it is, I feel bad for the cast. If
Yeah.
I was in the cast right now, I would feel a little scared, and I don't blame them for being so freaked out. And, I don't blame them for trying to disassociate themselves with the fans a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time Jason staged door?
I saw that like online that he staged door randomly one night, but like everyone was like, oh my God, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, which I don't blame him because he gets sexualized. And the way that they touch them too is disgusting.
Yeah, it's like really freaky.
Yeah, like that's what and they're young. I don't
They
know,
freak me out.
it's weird to me that at their age they're acting like this.
Like I said, I don't want to be that person, but I always think in some ways it relates back to parenting.
Yeah, I mean, as a teacher, I agree. You could always see the differences between children based on parenting, and that gentle parenting stuff does not work.
It does not work.
Okay, people,
I think it
please
goes
stop.
back to parenting, and I think it does go back to social media in a
Yeah.
different day and age. And my only thing I will request is I hope people stop trying to compare them to Newsies because it is a whole different world. Like people who are in the fandom of Newsies know it was a whole different world.
Yeah, it's strange to me. I think like as two people who staged door years ago, because I did a lot for Les Mis, I was never, and I was probably that age. I was probably 14, 15, maybe 16 when Les Mis revived, whatever. Probably 16, whatever. I never touched them. I never hugged them. I always just said, "You were incredible. I love the show." I never went on social media and made a dirty joke. So that's, and like Instagram was a thing during, I believe it was during that time.
I think it had just started.
Yeah. It's just weird to me that this is the new norm. And like, honestly, I love getting to tell the actors how much we love the show and all that, but I am afraid to stage door because I don't want to be associated.
No, me neither. Like sometimes, we like to ponder the stage doors when we're in the city seeing another show because we're like curious to see what things are like. So we could report it on the podcast. But I'm always like, what if they think we're associated with this? Like, I don't want to be.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to be associated with that behavior because generally we just love the show for what it is, and definitely listen back to our Outsiders you episode where we reviewed it because you
But
could tell.
it's interesting that you said, like, you never asked for the hugs and everything. Because, like, think about, like, I never did that ever. With a Broadway
No.
actor. I never did that with Newsies either. The only time I think I ever really like touched a Newsie is if we were posing for a photo. Like I remember there was one, actually no, not even then. Like the only Newsie I think I've actually touched is Mike Feist. But I wasn't the one who made the inkling to touch. It was actually him.
Yeah.
Because I remember I'd taken a couple photos with him once at the stage door, and I remember when we were taking the photo, like he had put his hand on my back.
Yeah.
And then I remember once at the Broadway flea market, the two of us like wrapped our arms a little bit
Yeah.
around each other. But
Which is
that I
normal.
think that is the only Newsie I've like touched. I never have asked anyone for a hug. Like I never asked my Feist for a hug. Like I never asked him to put his hand on my back. But also at the same time, like just to say, Mike is only a couple years older than me. So, like, I
It's
wouldn't
not.
think twice about it. It's not like a weird thing. But, like,
I always bring it back to like the hugs thing. Like, I'm not a hug person. Like, I don't like hugs. I'm weird in that fact. We've gone over that. So, like, if
yeah.
I was an actress and I was going to the stage door and a fan asked me for a hug, I would probably awkwardly say no. and I or I force myself to do it and hate it. So I
Yeah.
wouldn't want to put somebody in that situation because I personally I'm not a hug person. So I can't, what if they're not a hug person? So I wouldn't want to force them to hug me. I don't know. It's weird to me when people ask for hugs because some people just don't like hugs, don't like being
Yeah.
touched.
It's so strange. The whole thing is so strange. I'm sorry. I
Should we
just
go on?
hope. What?
No, you go.
Now, I was just going to say, I hope that this group of girls in particular learned something from all this, but I also hope that the rest of the fandom realizes why this is so wrong. Because I'm sorry, these three or four girls are not the only issue. We've seen a lot of people
Yeah.
saying and doing a lot of things, and it's really not only this group of girls. And I think a lot of people don't take accountability for their actions.
Do you think they're embarrassed? Because they got called out. Like their usernames were,
Their
and their first
usernames, their
names.
names, like.
I would be embarrassed.
But like they were doing creepy things. Like they were leaking full-on addresses of where the actors lived.
Yeah, and then they were, if you like crossed them in a way, they were finding your name and address of fans and sending like hate stuff.
Something's weird.
Like, that's strange. That's a little scary. Not a little. It's a lot scary because you don't know what people are capable of. Even 14, 15-year-olds. I mean, you see what happens in schools. It's scary.
It is scary, and it's like the things they said about Brody in particular really scared me. Him and Rennie, they said
Yeah, what
horrible
the
things
heck?
about, which I don't know what's their issue with Rennie. Like, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange to me. The whole situation is strange.
Yeah, it's
I guess
very sad.
what are our recommendations? Just stop it.
Just stop it, grow up.
Yeah.
I hope everyone in the fandom takes this as a lesson. Like, you don't treat people like this, and I hope people remember that the cast are human.
Yeah.
They are not animals at a zoo.
They're not your friends.
They are not your
Sorry.
friends. And I'm sorry they don't want to date you.
Yeah. Well,
If
first of all, they're in their
someone wanted to, they would
20s.
ask you out, I'm sure of it. But
Yeah, they're in their upper 20s, right?
yeah, most of them are like mid to upper 20s
So, like,
or
they're not
older.
gonna want to date a 14 or 15-year-old. At least I hope not.
Yeah, if they do, that's called pedophilia. And
Like, come on.
we now know these girls had started some rumors that we had seen online.
I can't believe it. It's so jarring. Like, if you have time, definitely go on that Reddit page because it's like my jaw was on the floor. I was like, there's no way there's people saying this. Like, there's
Yeah.
no way.
And I would love to hear what you guys think about all of this. Like, please DM us and let us know
Yes.
your thoughts on the situations. And, also, if there's anything that you feel is important to be said on the podcast,
Yeah.
like for advocacy standpoints or like certain ways of behaving that you think is important to note and call out, like, please let us know because we'll bring it up on here.
Yeah.
We understand that we have a platform and sometimes you need to use it to your and to an advantage to try to progress things and make things better.
I think a lot of it stems from social media. I think, like, if you're constantly tagging them in things and, like, trying to get them to see you, to, and making comments and just constantly doing that, like that's a big red flag. Like, stop doing that. It's not making you more likable towards them. It's just creepy.
Yeah.
Don't follow them.
Like we've seen some people post just like random pictures of the cast and like randomly tag them and like is I remember you and me have turned to each other like why are they tagging? Why like some things we've seen that just didn't make sense.
Or
Like
like a picture of a drink or something and tagging them, their favorite. I don't know. Like that they stocked up with their favorite drink. Like that's a little creepy.
yeah. I don't know. There's just
Maybe
some
we
strange
just haven't
things.
been. I mean, I guess we're not in the fandom. I guess that's important to note. We're not in it. Like we're not in whatever that fandom. Because it seems like they had a big group chat and they all kind of know each other and stuff.
For outsiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're not in the fandom. Like, and I'm
No.
happy about that.
No,
Like,
I'm fine with that. We're too old for that
well, we're too
shit.
old for that, but also
No, I know.
like we're in a different group. Like, I mean, like obviously we're not the higher up A-list Broadway TikTokers and podcasters or anything like that. We're hoping one day, who knows? But you know, I feel like we're in a different category
Yeah.
than these people. At least I would like to think so. Like we're trying to be like professionals in the theater industry. We're not trying to be fangirls.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not even fangirls though, because we could fangirl. It's like creepers. Like you're
It's
stalking
creepers,
them.
yeah.
You're trying to sit next to them on the subway. Like,
But they think they're being fangirls.
yeah, that's the issue. It's like, no, you could probably get charged if they wanted to.
For stalking.
Yeah, literally. I didn't even think about that till right now. They could probably get charged.
I did hear, I think someone, I thought I saw on the Reddit page that they got police involved, but I could be wrong.
Oh, wow.
I don't know 100%. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
Internet, do not quote me, but I thought I remember reading something about that.
I mean, I would be scared to walk home if I were them. But that was crazy. Please stop, people.
Please stop. But yeah, let us know you guys what you guys think about all this. We really would be curious to know others' thoughts, and we're happy to discuss any questions you have here on the podcast and
Yeah.
or if you have any arguments and stuff, like let's discuss. We're happy to chat. So
I
yeah,
wonder
reach
if we
out
should make a Discord.
for the podcast. Like,
Yeah.
you know, I was thinking about that too. I feel like that could be really cool. And we do have like I think we mentioned it once on here that we opened up subscriptions on TikTok. If anyone's interested, it also gives you access to like chat with us more, and you get exclusive content. But it's just picking up. Like we just launched it like a few weeks ago. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think a Discord as our next platform would be a really cool idea.
Yeah, definitely.
Because even like we can announce when episodes are being posted on there. We can post polls like directly to like people who listen to our podcast asking what they want to hear.
Yeah. I just recently, maybe this is gonna make me sound old. I just recently discovered Discord because the book club
Oh,
I'm in,
really?
they do Discord. And I was like, oh, I don't have one. I was like, okay, I'll make one. I just recently.
I've used Discord many times before. I'm
Yeah, I don't
surprised.
know. I just, I'm
You know,
old.
I think that's actually a really good idea. There's a TikToker I follow. Her name's Jenna. She's the glitter lady. I'm sure people like who are TikTok scrollers, you know her. She does like all the face painting with all the glitter and stuff. She has a Discord page, which anyone from the public can join. But like if you're a subscriber, you get access to certain parts of the Discord. So maybe we do something like that where we can have a public Discord and then have a separate section for just subscribers.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
know what? I
definitely.
think that's our new thing. I think we should launch that this week. I'm
Yeah.
into it.
Yeah. After we see a show, though, we gotta see a show.
We could do that in the meanwhile. I'll focus on it. I'll do it. Don't worry. I got you.
Yeah. I'm bad at the internet. No, I'm okay at it. All right, I'm getting there.
I'll set us up and I'll walk you through it.
Yeah.
I've done this card many times.
Discard.
Discord.
The Discord. But yeah,
Discard.
I kind of love when we gossip and then like the rage comes out because I was thinking about the fact that we didn't get tickets that day. I'm still so angry about it.
I think we should look about Outsiders tickets are like this week. Now I want to go to support the cast and like show them
Know.
support. Like I feel like
And
I
be so
need to.
like prim and proper in the audience.
Yeah, like maybe we'll take a look.
We need
But speaking
something.
of being prim and proper in the audience, that's one of the things we wanted to quickly yap about today is theater
Yeah.
etiquette, because that's also blowing up again all over TikTok and Instagram and stuff. People complaining about things that they have seen in theaters. And as you guys know, we have seen some
Cray cray.
great, great things, like the lady picking her earwax and then rolling it in her
What?
fingers, the other lady picking her toes and then putting her toes on me.
It's disgusting.
So,
Can
yeah.
I yell about something?
Do it.
Stop with the bootlegs! I'm getting so mad! last 5 years, stop posting it on TikTok. Cut it out. I need to see it live. Cut it. I tried to scroll quick, but I already see the costumes. Cut it out.
I
I'm
saw stuff
so
on the set
mad.
today. Yeah, like po post your little slime tutorials on YouTube. Stop with the
Yes.
TikTok reuse.
I'm so mad about it because I want to form my own opinion on Nick Jonas, okay? God. Cut it
You feel better?
Yes, I'm so mad about it. I try to go quick, but it still pops up. Makes me
I
so mad.
know. Well, it's because you're on the Jonas Brothers FYP. It's probably why
Yeah.
too. So you get a lot of
Probably.
him.
Yeah.
But yeah. So one thing with theater etiquette. I mean, I know we all love a good slime tutorial, but put the phones away.
Away.
Put the phones away. I don't know how some of y'all have the nerve to be texting in the middle of the show or be just scrolling Google. I saw one lady just checking the weather. I don't understand. And they do it on full brightness.
Yeah, why the full brightness? At least try to hide it.
Try to. Like, it's so freaking rude. And I see a lot of people now, like, they'll just, like, when the show will start, they'll just, like, click, you know, the side button and put the phone on their lap face down so,
Oh
like,
my
they can
God.
check throughout the show. And I'm like, where are the ushers? Tell them to put that in their pockets. Tell them to put that in their purse.
I never hold my phone.
Never.
Never. It's so shocking to me. Like, and I guess that's why it's because those people want to record. But even if we want the bows, we still have it on Do Not Disturb and it's in our purse.
Yeah.
Like, we never have it just on our lap. The amount of people with their phones on their lap is sickening. It makes me so mad. You can't spend 2 hours without your phone.
But again, it like kind of like with these girls, it relates back to today's day and age. People are so overly addicted and they like crave the drama. They crave
They're gonna miss something.
constant, they think they're gonna miss out. Yeah.
I can't imagine caring that much. Is it just me?
No, it's just, it's stunning to me. Like, I'm just like, what is like wrong with some of these people?
This
Another
delusional.
thing with theater etiquette, everyone needs to stop yelling out stuff during the
It's
show.
making me so angry.
We experienced it at Sunset Boulevard. We spoke about it on here. The lady during the most like heavy duty part of the show, she yells out to Nicole, "You are a star! You are a star!" And then got angry when people around her were telling her to shut up. But like,
Yeah, she almost fought somebody.
she,
She
we watched
waited.
it. I think she thought it was us at first because she knew it was a
I was
pair of
so
girls.
ready.
I was
Come
like,
at me.
don't you dare think it's us. But like that was so inappropriate, rude. People were yelling out, yes, at Aladdin. And like I was just
Yeah.
like, what is
It's
happening?
singing. Oh, no, the clapping got me at Aladdin when they were clapping along to a song and nobody asked them to. I was like, are we in like a different world? What is going on?
Well, that's like people, you know, it came out online that people were clapping along to Justice for Tulsa during The Outsiders, which I'm like, that song? That song?
Are they crazy?
It's just so
Or a
strange
gas
to me.
chain?
Could you imagine a call came in at
Like
3:15?
what?
What is this?
Wait, that's where they were clapping?
The whole song.
Oh my God. That's so crazy. I would never at the Outsiders. I would never anywhere, but that's
And
just
the people at the Great Gatsby that were dancing and singing the whole time. The girls who were screaming out anytime Ryan looked their way.
so ridiculous. You're at a Broadway show.
People don't understand that. People think they are at concerts. They don't understand the difference. And I don't know what the theaters can do to stress the theater etiquette. Like, I'm sorry, you're at a Broadway show. Do not take your shoes off. Do
But
not play with your toes.
I never thought
I
that.
was baffled. I still think about that to this day. I'm still baffled by what we
I
experienced.
never thought. Like, I don't even have to say that at school to kids. Like, they know to not take off their shoes in public. So, as a grown adult.
Remember the guy who sat next to you at Back to the Future 2 did the same thing. He took
Oh,
his shoes off.
yes.
And his feet stunk.
It stunk. Well, everyone, it was summer. Like, you gross, you're sweating. Nasty. I don't know.
I would never.
I feel like theaters have to make an announcement, like a verbal announcement now. Phones need to be away. Please be a respectful person. There's people around you. You keep your voice down, really, or don't talk at all. I mean, even like the talking has gotten crazy where we were at Chicago and the people next to us were talking over the music.
Every
Like,
single scene, every single number. And like, I mean, I'm not gonna pretend like we're perfect human beings. Like, the two of us sometimes will whisper something little to each other during a show, like, oh my God, did you see that? Like, or
yeah.
like this and that. Like, but we either do it like during applause, or we do it like at a certain point in music where like we know we're not bothering people, but we also do it very quietly, or like we try to do like little hand signals,
Yeah.
like, or
Or
something.
even if we don't hear each other, we just say, all right, we'll wait. Like if
Yeah.
really you're like, what? I'm like, no, I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
And like that's you're respectful of other people. I feel like this world has gotten very selfish in that way, where they have no idea that there's people around them who are trying to
It's
have a
very
good
true.
night.
It's very true. Like when we went to, at Boop, like, obviously, I don't like whispering during the show if we can help it. But like when that lady had her feet on me, I felt like I had to whisper something to you, like, help me.
Yeah.
I had
Yeah, there's nothing else. You're like, you say, I was like, I can't. How am I gonna say? I'm not sitting next to her. I was
And
like,
then
you
I
gotta do it.
was like, I don't
You did it though. I mean, that's gross. I can't believe. I don't know. Like, I feel like they need more verbal talking before, like instructions before.
Yeah, I think it's a reflection on the theaters. I think they've become too easygoing with it. I think the ushers aren't doing enough to make sure it's not happening. And see, in that sense, I understand why Othello is doing what they're doing with locking up the phones.
It's
But
probably
it
a better
also,
experience, though.
it probably is, but at the same time, it's not going to stop people from being cuckoo. Like, remember at Cabaret, they had everyone put stickers on their phones so you couldn't take photos and
Yeah.
videos. But we still had a group of girls in front of us that were significantly drunk throughout the show, putting their hair on your lap, yelling out during the show, praising them when they were praising the Nazis, like,
So
which was
stupid.
strange. Like,
Yeah, they had no idea what was happening.
they were so drunk. Like, it's
Yeah.
not gonna stop that. I think what it comes down to is the ushers need to do a better job, but the ho front of house managers need to tell the ushers what to do.
But like what annoys me is when we went to Gatsby, they were on us about our bags that weren't even on the railing. Like on us, like she was staring, standing over me, waiting. I was like, I'm moving it. But yet you have people screaming out during the show. Like maybe prioritize. Oh my God, I can't talk.
Prioritize.
Yeah, like that over my bag.
Well,
It's
it's
not
true.
my
Like, our
job.
bags weren't even on a railing. Our bags were on the floor. They just thought it was maybe a little too close to where the orchestra pit started. So they said just to push it back, like, under our seats better. But yet the two people next to us were singing and dancing the entire show and talking to the pit and leaning
Yeah.
over the pit and bothering them during setup. But yet they don't get a scolding. We do.
Yeah. That's what I don't get.
It frustrates me. I'm angry
Like,
now.
it makes me, like, that annoys me.
It
Like,
annoys
there's
me.
other things to look around of for than my bag.
Yeah. So I think talking about what proper theater etiquette is, one, but turn your phones off before a show starts. Two, keep your shoes on during the show. Three, try to keep talking to a minimum.
Yeah.
Whisper. Learn to whisper.
Yeah.
What else do you think is proper
Which
phone
is
proper
funny.
etiquette?
Talking about whispering, I'm teaching the kids in my class how to whisper. That's my new goal. I was like, I can't stand when I'm like at my desk and I can hear someone from all the way over there. So my new goal, I've been like literally sitting there and be like, this is how you whisper, guys. And sitting, I was like, see, you can't hear me. So
Oh,
I'm trying.
maybe you need to do a whispering lesson for the
Right?
internet.
I'm trying to educate the youth on whispering because it's crazy. Like whispering is not your full volume.
Inside voices, please, ladies and
Literally.
gents. Inside voices.
Literally. But that's the thing. I can't believe we have to say that. Don't talk over the music. Nobody wants to hear your conversation.
Don't sing over the music. No one wants to hear your voices.
No, we've paid money to see the actors.
What else is proper like theater etiquette? I think you want to go first?
Booster seats.
Yes.
If you
If you
5'7", don't you dare be taking the booster seat.
Yeah, we saw that someone commented on one of our posts that they're 5'7" and they take a booster seat at every show. I'm sorry. Already at 5'7", if I sat behind you, I could not see anything already. So thank you for making it worse for me at my 5'2" little self, because like I already struggle behind you.
Rude.
It's so rude. Unless you're like on an aisle and you know you're not bothering someone, like
And
don't
no
do
one's
it.
behind you. Why do you need a booster?
Like, why do you need a booster? Exactly. Why? You're 5'7".
Like, and I'm what? I'm 5'5", 5'6", maybe? Maybe 5'6". And I'm always like, yeah, I'm not, like, maybe you get a booster. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to because I feel bad. Because I'm a little taller. I
Yeah,
can't believe a
I'm
five.
5'2". Like, I'm tiny. Like,
Yeah, I can't
sometimes
believe a
I don't think
5'7". Rude.
I need
Don't.
it. Very rude. I was gonna say, speaking of seats, keep your legs and arms to yourself. Like, be respectful that you have people next to you. I can't tell you how many times the people will throw their coats over their armrest and they'll sit on top of us, or they'll lean our way and like we have no armrest left because they push us over and they take up all the spaces on both sides. Or they man spread. They man spread. It's nasty.
Close your legs.
Close your legs. Sit properly. Be a gentleman. Be a lady.
Yeah, the jackets get me because it's like, come on, I don't want your stuff touching me.
Put your jacket behind you or sit on it.
You sit
Actually,
on
Miss
it.
5'7", I'm taking a booster. Put your jacket under your butt, and there you go. You have a little booster. That's what
There
we
you
do.
go. Solution. And you're not bothering the people behind you. But yeah, the f scrolling on the phone, I think, is the big major issue. I think usher should say if you're on your phone, like, then you need to go out in the lobby.
I think there should be a rule, because they always just like flash to the people and the people pull it again like 2 minutes later. I think even just after the first warning, if they catch you on your phone, boom, you're kicked out of the theater. Can't come back till after intermission or something.
Can you imagine if there was cameras above of the audience and somebody's just
Oh.
watching? They're like, aisle row D, seat number 17, phone. And then
I
the usher goes.
would pay good money to watch a TV show like that.
That'd be so funny. So funny.
Oh,
So yeah.
crazy stuff. I'm pissed today.
It makes me upset. It makes me very upset. Should we feel better and manifest?
Yeah, I think we really need to manifest.
We gotta be specific.
Am manifesting that we get tickets for a weeknight this week, maybe a Tuesday or a Thursday if possible. I don't even know if we're available, but I'm manifesting we somehow get tickets on a weeknight to Outsiders for $89 seats. I'm manifesting that, or I'm manifesting that we win a digital rush to one of these newer Broadway shows, such as Last 5 Years.
Yeah, I feel like that's on the top of my list because it's like stressing me out. I really want, I think I'm manifesting for next week, last 5 years. Maybe a Tuesday or Thursday or Friday.
Interesting. We're both feeling Tuesday, Thursdays.
Yeah.
Are
Because
we available Tuesday, Thursday?
is it an 8 o'clock show? That would be great.
I'm available both nights, so.
Hopefully it's an 8 o'clock show because that would be better for moi.
Fridays are usually 8 o'clock. I'll manifest Friday too.
Yeah.
I think Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday,
Yeah.
we're gonna see something.
And then next, the week after, we have Trisha, so it's iconic.
Oh my God. The Queen!
The
You
queen.
guys will be seeing footage from that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of the Queen, we never mentioned it on here, but the Queen TikToked us. She messaged us
Oh
on
my
she
gosh.
commented on one of our videos,
Our
and the
Broadway
two of
news.
us, she commented on Broadway News, and she was talking about Amber Ardolino, and the two of us couldn't believe it because like we obviously didn't t tag her in it, we didn't send it to her, so we came up on Trisha Paytas's FYP.
Woman.
I
I
could not
cried.
believe it. And
Cried.
the thing is, though, I noticed it and I'm messaging you. I'm like, she's sleeping. She doesn't know this. She's sleeping. She's not
Yeah.
responding. And I was like, she's gonna freak out when she wakes up. And then you wake up and I was like, oh, she's a freak.
Well, it was like 9 p.m. and I was knocked out.
Yeah.
Oh, so
I
amazing.
was stunned.
So amazing. She is everything.
The queen now knows we exist. She knows our page exists.
Like, come on, Queen. Love her.
When I saw that, I was just like, Skylar is gonna die. Like, this is her idol. Like, she's gonna freak.
She really is. Like, I literally, her podcast came out today. I already listened to it.
Oh my God, you're
Like,
on it.
I love her. I don't know. I feel like her story is like so crazy. And to see what she went through, and now she has Moses and she's about to have her third kid. And like, I don't know. Like, I look up to her a little bit. I know that's
Aww.
crazy, but I little.
Does she do stage doors like after her concerts? Like, do you think she'll do something at the concert?
Probably not.
No.
She's meet and greet before.
We should have done the meet and greet. I would have done it.
I would have cried. Like, I don't
I
know
wonder,
what I would
you
have
think, wait,
done.
do you think it's too late to add it on? The phone.
Was it on? We got on Ticketmaster?
Yeah, I think I bought them. Okay, we'll take a look when we get off of this. They don't need to wait for us to figure out. We can get
Or
meet
like,
and greets.
I don't know what I would do.
I think we would tell her, be like, this was us. You messaged us. And like, thank you for being you. You're such a queen. Like,
Like, literally, though, like, thank you for being you. She's so unapologetically herself.
People need to pay more attention to Trisha Paytas because that's who people should be
Did you
trying to
see
be
that
like.
TikTok where she's singing Shallow and it's over Hozier's yell?
No!
It's so funny
You
where she
gotta
goes
send that to me.
it's like a moment that felt like Hozier's yell.
My God.
Like, yeah, that's my queen.
I guess that's it for this week. Once again, everyone, please follow us on TikTok at Love Letters to B-Way with one Y and on Instagram at Love Letters to B-Way with two Ys because why? One Y wasn't available. I'm still just as pissed as I was 33 episodes ago. And also, once again, for any business inquiries, you can reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it is at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. We could be reached 24/7. I don't sleep. As y'all know, I play in Toontown. That's all I do till about 4 a.m. Skylar sleeps, but she wakes up by 5 a.m. So you'll get her in the middle of the night while I finally close my eyes for the evening.
Yeah, I don't know. I made dinner before I went to work today.
What?
I'm up so early that I had time to roast some vegetables in the oven.
You're crazy. I didn't even eat dinner yet. It's 9 o'clock and I haven't had anything. I don't even know what I'm gonna eat.
I had sweet potatoes and asparagus.
Oh, lovely. I'm thinking I may have some salmon and potatoes.
There we go. We're on a potato kick.
I like my potatoes.
Delicious. Well, thank you guys. Be good humans. Stop stalking. Just be respectful.
I agree. I significantly agree. Grow up a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But
Okay, bye.
yeah, right? Bye, guys.
Bye.